Mater Dei Radio proudly presents The Glory of the Mass with Terry Ross. From the earliest roots of the Christian faith, music has played a central role in holy worship. For the next hour, let your spirit soar as we highlight selected pieces of beautiful sacred music from the rich history of the Catholic liturgy. Now, here's the host of The Glory of the Mass, Terry Ross.
Welcome to The Glory of the Mass, a weekly program devoted to beautiful sacred music performed as part of the Catholic liturgy. I'm your host, Terry Ross, and in today's program, we'll concentrate on music for the 20th Sunday in Ordinary Time, and also the Feast of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, which occurs on Tuesday, August 22nd. Though it found prominence in the 20th century, devotion to Mary's Immaculate Heart is not new. Early Christians revered the movements of Mary's heart in the Gospels. She pondered the events of the Nativity in her heart, Luke 2:19. And when she and Joseph presented Jesus in the temple, Simeon prophesied that a sword of sorrow would pierce her heart, Luke 2:35. Of course, Mary was faithful to Jesus to the end, and the image of her sorrowfully beholding her son on the cross has always struck a deep chord with the faithful. Devotion to Mary's heart was taken up by theologians and saints for many ages, but it was the 17th century French preacher, Saint John Eudes, who formalized this devotion into liturgical practice that we observe today. Now, you might already know that in these programs, we focus on the parts of the Mass that are traditionally sung by a cantor or choir. Of these, there are 10. 5 of them are on texts particular to the day of the church calendar, and 5 others, called the ordinary, whose texts are unchanging, are used at many different times of the church year, such as today's Mass by the 16th century composer Orlando di Lasso, whose Masses we're hearing throughout our programs in August. These 10 alternate with one another throughout the Mass until the final distribution of the Eucharist at Communion. The first 5 of these are called the proper, because the text of each is specific to the day it is sung. Today we'll hear all 5 of these, the introit, sung while the celebrant enters the sanctuary, the gradual, sung after the first reading, the alleluia, sung after the second, the offertory, sung while the gifts are being prepared for communion, and the communion, sung while the gifts are distributed to the congregation. Today, 3 of these will be sung in traditional Gregorian chant, and the other 2 as motets. And we'll also enjoy all 5 parts of the ordinary, the Kyrie, the Gloria, the Credo, the Sanctus, and the Agnus Dei, in the form of Orlando di Lasso's Missa Entre Vous Filles. Lasso's based his Mass, especially the Kyrie, on a raunchy, lustful, and sexually explicit French chanson by Jacobus Clemens non Papa, early 16th century Flemish composer. It was called Entre vous filles de 15 ans, Among You Girls of 15 Years. Now we can get started with our introit for today, Protector Noster. Behold, O God, our protector, from the Book of Revelations. This will be sung for us by the Slovakian chant scholar Marek Klein.
Christi tu.
That was today's introit, Behold, O God, Our Protector, sung in Gregorian chant. Now, before we begin Orlando de Lasso's Mass, let's hear that bawdy chanson on which it is based. The performers of Clemens non Papa's music are the Capella Cathedralis München. That was a chanson Entre vous filles de 15 ans by the Flemish composer Jacobus Clemens non Papa. Now we shall begin Orlando de Lasso's Mass based on the music of that chanson, with the Kyrie, the Lord have mercy, and the Gloria, the greater doxology, of his Missa Entre vous filles. The performers are the Church of the Ascension and the St. Agnes Choir in Washington, D.C.
Thank you.
We heard first the Kyrie and then the Gloria of the Missa Entre Vous Filles by Orlando de Lasso, based on a chanson by Jacobus Clemens Nonpapa. Next up today is the second part of the Mass proper, the Gradual. Its text is Bonum est confiteri Domino. It is better to confide in the Lord than to have confidence in man. The singers are from an album called simply Gregorian Chant. That was today's gradual, Bonum est confiteri Domino. The third part of the proper, the Alleluia, follows next, and today's text is Venite exultemus Domino. Come, let us sing to the Lord, from Psalm 117. Well, here this is arranged by Jan Pederszoon Sweelinck, a 16th and 17th century Dutch composer, organist, and pedagogue, whose work straddled the end of the Renaissance and the beginning of the Baroque era. He was among the first major keyboard composers of Europe. Sweelinck's motet is performed by the choir of Clare College, Cambridge.
Deus, Deus, Santa Linus, Papas, Deus, Santa.
That was the motet Venite Exultemus Domino by Jan Peterson Sveelinck. That's Sveelinck. And now we return to the midpoint of our Mass Ordinary, the Credo, or Nicene Creed. We hear Lasso's Mass setting again performed by the Church of the Ascension and St. Agnes Choir in Washington, D.C.
Credo in unum
Confidence.
That was the Credo, or Nicene Creed, in its version from today's Mass Ordinary by Orlando Di Lasso. Next up in order of the Mass comes the offertory proper, Ad Te Domine Levavi, from Psalm 24, which I have borrowed from the first Sunday of Advent. Unto you, Lord, have I lifted up my soul. Here the performers are the Ensemble Corund, a Swiss group with the music of Johann Baptist Hilber, a 20th century Swiss church musician and composer. That was today's offertory text, Unto You Have I Lifted Up My Soul. Here now is a lovely Marian motet for this Feast of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. It's Ave Maris Stella, Hail Star of the Sea. And it's by the early Renaissance composer Guillaume Dufay. The singers are the group called Blue Heron from Cambridge, Massachusetts.
Day by day.
We've been listening to Guillaume Dufay's early Renaissance setting of Ave Maris Stella. And now we've reached the Sanctus of the Mass Ordinary, the Holy, Holy, Holy. And here again are the members of the Church of the Ascension and St. Agnes Choir with Lasso's music.
Oh,
We've heard the Sanctus and Benedictus of Orlando di Lasso's Missa Entre Vous Filles, written almost 500 years ago. And now we've arrived at the final section of the Mass Ordinary, the Agnus Dei, or Lamb of God. Again, it's Lasso's music performed by the Church of the Ascension and St. Agnes Choir. That was the final section of today's Mass Ordinary, the Agnus Dei of Orlando di Lasso's Missa Entre Vous Filles. Which means we've arrived at the last official music for our Mass, the Communion Proper, Domus Mea, which is also used as the Communion Proper in the service for the dedication of a church. Its title, My House, comes from the Gospel of Matthew. My house will be called a house of prayers, says the Lord. Everyone who asks here will receive. The singers of this Gregorian chant are the Chœur des Moines de l'Abbaye Notre-Dame de Fontgambault in France.
Domus mea. Domus mea. Amen.
was the communion proper for today's Mass for the 20th Sunday in Ordinary Time, the last official music for this Mass. We still have, however, enough time for a hymn, the text of which is especially appropriate for the Feast of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, which occurs on Tuesday, August 22nd. The composer of this piece is the 19th century French musician Jean Gagnier, that's G-A-I-G-N-E-T, who wrote it for pilgrims to the site of the apparitions of Our Lady of Lourdes. It is therefore called the Lord's Hymn. The performers of this venerable hymn are the Cathedral Singers of Chicago, backed up by the Metropolis Chamber Players.
Thank you.
That was our closing hymn, Immaculate Mary, and with it we'll sign off for today. I hope you've enjoyed the chant, the chanson, the motets, the hymn, and the Mass Ordinary by Orlando de Lasso. And I hope you'll return next weekend for our program for the 21st Sunday in Ordinary Time, featuring yet another lovely Mass by Orlando de Lasso, as well as motets and Gregorian chant. You can listen again to this program by visiting our website at materdeiradio.com and choose the Glory of the Mass 207. As always, we welcome your comments and suggestions. You may email us at info@materdeiradio.com. The Glory of the Mass is produced by Patrick Ryan for Mater Dei Radio. I'm your host, Terry Ross, wishing you a fabulous late summer day.
This has been The Glory of the Mass with Terry Ross, a weekly examination of the beautiful music of the sacred liturgy of the Catholic Church. For more information about this program, including a playlist from today's show, visit The Glory of the Mass online at materdeiradio.com. The Glory of the Mass is produced at the studios of Mater Dei Radio in Portland, Oregon.